If you have a cell phone or a Bible, it'd be good to be open to 1 Corinthians.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开到哥林多前书。
When I knew I was coming over 2 months ago, I really felt impressed that we should go through the lessons in 1 Corinthians.
当我两个月之前受到邀请的时候，我就想到我们要看一看哥林多前书。
So a little context is in Acts.
有一些在使徒行传里面的背景知识。
And it's in Acts 18.
在使徒行传第十八章。
In Acts 17, Paul had already visited Athens.
在使徒行传十七章的时候，保罗拜访了雅典。
Not far from physical Athens is Corinthians, just to the west.
所以在雅典西边一些地方呢，就是哥林多。
In those days, this was a large city. They estimate between 200,000 and a half a million people.
所以那是当时是非常大的一个城，大概20万到50万人左右。
In our terms, somewhere halfway between Charlottesville and the size of Richmond.
就跟 Charlottesville 和 Richmond 的那个大小差不多。
And so this is also where Paul found Aquila and Priscilla, who had a home church.
所以在这里也是保罗碰到了亚居拉跟百居拉。
Silas and Timothy were also present. Paul never traveled alone, at least at this stage.
希拉跟提摩太跟保罗在一起，保罗很少一个人的旅行。
And if you want to look at Acts 18,
使徒行传十八章的
verse 9,
第九节。
I will read it in English, and it will be time so that Wei can translate it. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision,Do not be afraid. Go on speaking. And do not be silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack you or harm you, for I have many in this city, which is the city of Corinth, who are my people. And he stayed a year and 6 months, 18 months, teaching the word of God.
使徒行传十八章的第九到第十一节。夜间主在异象中对保罗说不要怕只管讲不要闭口有我与你同在并没有人下手害你因为在这城里我有许多的百姓这个城指的就是哥林多保罗在那里住了一年六个月将神的道教训他们
Now we can start in 1 Corinthians. So you have a context that's mentioned in a previous book when Paul begins his missionary journeys.
这样的话，我们现在就知道一个背景知识，这是保罗在那个哥林多做的事情。
One of the scriptures that you read are the core elements of 1 Corinthians.
刚才我们读的一些经文是哥林多前书里面的一些中心思想。
You remember, Paul laid his life down for this city and stayed 18 months teaching daily, probably in various places.
所以呢，保罗呢是真的把他的生命摆上，在哥林多住了十八个月的时间，在各种各样的情况之下教导他们神的真理。
And he would have been teaching with the other members of his entourage, which were probably several, and they were all teaching them for 18 months, all of these new believers.
所以他带着保罗啊，带着希拉和那个提摩太，在各种各样的环境下面教他们这些新的。信徒们，神的真理。
So many of these believers had just come to Jesus Christ.
所以很多这些信徒刚刚认识主不多久。
Then he leaves, and sometime later he writes this first letter.
然后呢，他就离开了。过一段的时间之后呢，他就写了这份信。
And so this would have been distributed to the same groupings of churches and the citywide church that he had taught earlier.
所以呢，这封信是写给他刚刚教过的那些人。
And he writes the letter partially because he hears that there's some difficulties.
他写这封信的原因是因为他听到有很多困难的事情发生了。
Now, brothers and sisters, the difficulties listed are common to men.
这些写的那些困难的事情，其实对我们人来说是常常发生的事情。
So they pertain to us because this is also essentially a city church.
所以呢，这个事情跟我们关系也很大，因为我们也是一个在城里面的一个教会。
Things happen.
事情会发生。
So when believers become, when people become born again, they're new believers, they begin to hunger for God, they learn of Him, but then there must be a walk to make it real, and that's where problems show up.
所以呢，新信主的人呢，刚刚开始的时候，开始学习的时候，他们要开始活出他们的信仰的时候，这时候就有各种各样的挑战。
All right, 1 Corinthians, first chapter, verse 2. To the church that is in Corinth, which would be all the believers in their various home groups and city groups, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus. So it's written to believers.
所以呢，是写信给哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的，就写的是给信徒们。
So many of my friends here at the Chinese church are born again. But if you are a seeker and you've never received Jesus Christ, understand the context of this letter is to those who are born again by the Spirit of God.
所以呢，我知道这里面的大部分的弟兄姐妹们都是已经信主的。但是如果你还是在这里慕道的话，你也要知道一下，这个是写给当时的信徒们的。
So if you have a question about being born again, then I recommend to you.Jot it down. Read John chapter 3.
所以说，你们如果对重生有问题的话，就要去阅读约翰福音的第三章，可以理解重生的意义。
Because in that chapter, the whole chapter is dedicated to a conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus Christ.
那一章里面的经文讲的是耶稣基督跟尼哥底母的一段对话。
And most of the Chinese friends that I have are well educated. They're much like Nicodemus. We're all relatively stable. You know, we have some wealth of some sort.
所以说呢，我们的其实这里的呢，中国人们呢，跟当年尼哥底母差不多，有一定的学识，也有不少的家产。
And Nicodemus was a man of also leadership, and did not understand. He was not a believer, not then.
所以尼哥底母呢，虽然是当时也是一个教师。但是他还不知道自己其实自己没有重生。
And so the essence of what I want you to know, if you haven't made a commitment to Christ, is that you cannot work it, you cannot earn it.
如果你还没有信主的话，我要提醒你，你是不可能挣得自己的救恩的。
For believers, this is known. You come to Jesus Christ as you are, and you make a turn toward God and away from sin.
如果我们是信徒的话，我们知道我们怎么来的。我们就是走到神的面前的时候，我们远离我们的罪，悔改，信神，追随神。
So if you're one of those seekers, then just remember when we're talking here, it's to the church, which involves both really young believers and those that were originally taught by Paul when he was there.
所以呢，这里呢要记住了，这里写信的对象是一些新信的信徒，很多是当年保罗教过的。
All right, the first problem that shows up in the Corinthian church.
好，所以第一个哥林多教会的问题是什么？
Verse 10.
第十节。
I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话。
Now, it doesn't mean that you like blue and I like yellow, or you like one car and I like another. It's not talking about that.
并不是说我们对颜色的喜好或者车辆的喜好。
It's talking about agreement concerning the spiritual life of people.
我们合一的部分是因为我们属灵的生活。
I've been in churches, matter of fact, in the church in North Carolina where I reside now, there was a problem, one of these same problems.
我现在住的一个地方，我现在北卡，我们的教会里也有类似的问题。
I had to meet with three other men for several weeks.
我要跟另外的三个男生要见面，好几我面谈了好几周。
And there was a sharp disagreement between two of them.
因为其中的两位当中有非常大的意见不一致。
I was new in the leadership of the church.
我是教会比较新的领袖。
But it was not a good situation.
我能看得出那个情况不是很好。
So I looked the two brothers in the eye and said, "Brother, brother, you're both brothers in Christ. You need to work your disagreements out because it displeases the Lord."
所以我就跟那两位弟兄说，弟兄啊，弟兄啊， 你们要记得记住，你们两个人要把握你们之间的不同的意见，能够。
So look what happens here. For it had been reported to me by close people that there is quarreling among you. In verse 11, my brothers, what I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, I belong to Cephas, I belong to this, I belong to that.
刚才 Roland 讲说，你们的不和是不讨神喜悦的。然后经文里面说，因为格莱斯家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
You see, the objective of Jesus Christ within us, if His Spirit is alive, if we draw to Him, we automatically get drawn to one another.
我们的根本的意义就是说，基督只有一个，所以基督的根本的工作就是把我们引向他。我们到了基督那里的时候，我们自然而然就合一了。
The problem persisted for some time.
这个问题持续了不少时间。
Let's move forward to chapter 3.
让我们到第三章。
He opens with this statement. He says, But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people. Now these are born again believers. They've received the teaching of the gospel. They're walking in Christ to some extent. They really are.
这里说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的。但是你们要记住，这里的这些弟兄其实已经信主了，所以他们是并不是什么都不知道。
It says in verse 2, I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not ready for it. You are still in the flesh, while there is still jealousy and strife among you.
所以在第二和第三节里说到，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，岂不是属乎肉体？照着是那样子行吗
？I'm sorry. You notice he refers back to the same divisions in verse 4. He says, "For one says I follow Paul, another says I follow Apollos." And he says, "Are you not merely human?"
这里他说。有人说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗
？And he goes on to explain that the leaders that shared the gospel with him are purely servants of the Lord, that people would join one with another because their unity is in Jesus Christ.
他是说给他们传福音教导的人，无非是神的仆人，最后我们还是归到神那里面。
So what it's saying is this.
所以接着讲的是这么回事情。
If we find, even as in a body of believers that's been around for a while, that there are very solidified factions, one says, follow me, another one says, follow me, that means there's a level of immaturity similar to the Corinthian church.
就是说，如果在一个属神的一个团体里面，一个教会里面，经常有一小块一小块的这些人，这就是一个其实属灵的不成熟。
Now it is not a shocking thing; it happens all the time. But you must realize that if it does happen, it means something needs to take place. So we center again on the one who saved us from our sins.
所以这些事情虽然不足为奇，但是我们还是要改变这个情况。而如果我们要做任何的改变呢，我们就要从我们的起源开始。
The problem persists. Let's look at chapter 4.
然后我们发现这些问题接着还是有，我们在第四章也能够看到。
4 verse 6. I'll read it. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one another, against one another. He doesn't want that.
这里说到，弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Now remember, he has verifiable evidence from somebody who wrote him And then he comes to the, he writes this letter, he's still not there, saying, brothers, sisters, you need to work on this.
所以呢，他虽然人不在那里，但是从信里面，他从他收到的信里面，他知道哥林多教会这个问题，他就跟弟兄姐妹们说，你们必须要学习这些事情，解决这些问题。
The problem with divisions is that it means that there's a level of arrogance in the heart of people.
分党的根本就是心里的傲慢。
And I want to show you that because he mentions it.
我要让你看到这里，保罗讲到了。
Verse 18 of the same chapter.
第十八节。
Because Paul is not there, he says, "Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you." But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. He wants to know, are they walking in the power of Jesus Christ, or are they not?
所以这里写的，有些人自高自大，以为我不到你们那里去。然而，若主许我，我必快到你们那里去，并且我所要知道的，不是那些自高自大之人的言语，乃是他们的全能。他要知道他们的全能是在于神。还是在于自己的傲慢。
I will tell you in my own experience, because I've been in several different kinds of cultures, the safest place to be as a believer is to have an understanding that you're his servant and you're not in charge.
所以呢，我也经过不少的地方，我觉得作为一个教会的领袖，你最要知道的是，你不是自己在负责任，而是你只是神的仆人而已。
I was reminded when I had this message for you, because Paul exhorts us to stay with the scriptures, with what is written.
所以在这里你们要看到保罗叫做我们要基于圣经，忠于圣经。
There is nothing new under the sun. That's what we say in English. It means that there's no new sin, there's no new problem. They're all the same.
啊，他说日光之下无新事，其实这些罪都不是新的，这些问题也都不是新的。
So he exhorts us.To love one another and to be close to one another. If there are divisions, to begin to deal with them.
他鼓励我们要彼此相爱，让我们知道，如果我们之间有纷争的话，我们要解决这些问题。
Now that's not the only thing I want to talk about because we're just doing a review of the whole book.
啊，这不是仅仅要讲的一件事情，因为今天我要过整本书。
I want you to think, if you have a group of human beings and they have divided up a little bit when they're not supposed to,
啊，我们来想象一下，有一群人如果慢慢的开始有一些分党
，they begin to have a little level of I know better, which is arrogance.
啊，就开始觉得每一群人都觉得我比对方好像多懂一点，这是傲慢。
When that attitude begins to be pervasive,
但这个态度慢慢的扩散开来
，other sins begin to creep in.
其他的罪就在这个土壤上开始成长起来。
And guess what the next one is?
猜猜看下面一个是什么问题
？Sexual immorality.
哦，就是性上面的
Because think about it, sexual immorality means I want pleasure when I want it for me.
啊，这样其实淫行就是下面的一个自然的下面一个罪，因为是自己取悦于自己。
I think about that. I mean, we think in terms of precise things that people do wrong.But when you look at it like God looks at it,
所以我们看罪跟神看罪是不一样的。
The covenant between a man and a woman is something designed by God.
一个男人跟女人的约是神所设计的。
If something else takes place, it means sensuality rules instead of God.
所以呢，当别的事情开始发生的时候，就说明是肉体，感觉比神的命令更重要。
And when the senses rule, that means I'm in charge and not God.
当我们凭着感觉而行事的时候，我们就自己做决定，而不是遵循神。
And so when there's a general amount of arrogance in a church, it permits sexual immorality to begin to be present and nobody says anything.
当教会里有傲慢的时候，教会就开始容忍这些淫乱的行为。
Now, it's not me, it's not my emphasis, it's what Paul writes to the church. So here's the next problem they have to deal with.
So, 这个不是我自己编出来的，而是保罗在这里面写的。这就是在傲慢之后的下一个问题，就是淫行。
If you look at verse 1-3 of 5,
你如果看一到
it's actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, Now, that means it infers there's more than one report, but he cites one. And a kind that is not tolerated among the pagans. A man has his father's wife.
风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。
Then look at verse 2. He says, and you are arrogant, ought you not to rather mourn? Instead, apparently it was accepted.
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
See, remember what I said in general terms.
就像刚才我是简单的跟大家讲。
If we begin to have an arrogance, which means we know better than the Word, or we know better than the Holy Spirit, then we begin to veer off.
所以这就是自高自大的一个后果。当我们觉得自己懂得很多的时候，我们就会背离圣经，背离圣灵的感动，就会自作主张。
And that leads to other sins that begin to creep in and be accepted.
所以这样的破口就让其他的罪能够进来，让这些罪变成可以接受。
All right, let's say that same initial problem of divisions, which means somehow we have a better way than God. Follow me, not necessarily Jesus, but follow me, the person.
所以当我们知道有前面那个行为的时候，就有些人说来追随我，而不是追随基督。
So first it causes some divisions, then other sins begin to rise, and then another one shows up.
所以这样的分党就出现，然后呢淫心也出现，然后呢新的问题又出现。
In chapter 6, he references apparently believers then with disagreements between them, instead of working it out within the body of Christ, they take each other to court.
所以呢，第三件事情就是说，当弟兄们有问题的时候，他们不是在自己当中把这些事情解决了，而是到了世上的法庭。
And so it exacerbates the problem. It makes it worse.
这样一来的话，就把问题搞得更糟了。
Then he goes back to the subject of sexual immorality in verse 12 of chapter 6.
然后六章十二节之后，他又回到淫行的事情。
And down in 19, he says specifically, flee from sexual immorality. Go away from it.
这说十九节的时候说
Six.
啊
18, I'm sorry.
十八节哦，所以你们要逃避淫行。
So what is really interesting is he goes from the problem to then give advice and encouragement concerning marriage, which is all of chapter 7.
所以呢，这样呢，他就转到了给婚姻的一个建议，就是一些教导，这是在第七章里面。
He even goes further. He addresses widows. He addresses single people, and it's a wonderful chapter and very encouraging to married couples.
他写的非常的具体，讲到了单身的，讲到了寡居的。这对很多在婚姻当中的人也是很大的鼓励。
You see, because if we think we've got a better way, and there's sexual immorality, we begin to denigrate or remove the importance of biblical marriage.
所以一旦我们有了傲慢，有了淫行之后，我们就慢慢的把婚姻的神圣给毁坏掉。
And if you know what I know, children always pay attention, especially.From the age of accountability, about 13 and up.
我们也知道孩子们是很有观察力的，特别是他们到了13岁左右就开始观察父母的言行。
If there's a problem between mom and dad, then the children know about it.
如果父母之间有问题的话，小孩子马上就会知道。
Even if the parents never say anything, the children know. They find out.
你千万不要以为你不说什么孩子就不知道，他们明白得很。
So the exhortation in the beginning of chapter 7 is for husbands to love your wives, wives to respect their husbands.
所以呢，在第七章的开头的时候讲，丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要顺服先生。
It goes further, and this is close to my heart because I just had to teach it a week ago in Manna Sanford Church, we taught on biblical marriage.
所以呢，这是我最近刚刚讲过的事情。我上一周在我的现在的教会，就教了这些关于婚姻的事情。
Consider this.
想想这样。
The union between a husband and a wife has an impartation of Christ's Spirit in it.
所以夫妻之间的联合，这里面其实有耶稣基督联合的意义在里面。
So when it gets damaged, it also becomes a problem this way, not just this way.
当夫妻之间关系有问题的时候，其实跟神的关系也就出了问题。
So it even, this is Paul now, he speaks specifically, he says, man, your body is not your own, it's hers.
他说，男人啊，你要知道你的身体不是属于你自己的，是属于他的。
It goes the opposite. It specifically says, wife, you don't own your body, it's his, and husband, you don't own your body, it's hers.
所以这也不是单方向的，对夫妇双方都是这么说的，你的身体是属于对方的。
Now it's speaking of intimacy, but it's also speaking of a whole subjection to one another in this union, because it's a reflection of Christ and the church.
啊，虽然讲起的看起来是讲夫妻之间的亲密，但其实讲的是，也是讲的是基督跟教会之间的亲密无间的关系。
So let's go back to the beginning. Remember, I'm of Chloe, I'm of Apollos, I'm of this, I'm of that.So this begins to creep in, and other things begin to happen.
所以呢，这些事情都从开头的时候就有问题，就是说有属保罗的，有属亚波罗的，慢慢的事情就开始分开了。
And so there's a level in parts of the body of Christ of arrogance. Arrogance means we know better than God.
所以所谓的自高，就是认为我们比神知道的要多。
And the first person that it affects is our neighbor, because now we think we are better than our neighbor or have a better way.
而且马上影响的就是我们跟我们邻居之间的关系，因为我们觉得我们自己比邻居要牛一些。
But arrogance, again, is a self-centered way of looking at things, and therefore sexual immorality has an open door, because that's the idea of any sexual immorality, to do what you please, when you please, because you want it.
为什么自高自大会引到淫行呢？因为这样的话就自己做决定，自作主张的做事情，然后我们的那个肉体的快乐就会掌管我们的。
And that is contrary to the God's setup of marriage, which begins in Genesis.
这些与神建立的婚姻是相违背的。
So we have a church that.Paul is admonishing, hopefully, so that they will begin to self-correct, so by the time he gets there, it will be better.
所以保罗批评这个教会的目的是希望他们能够改善，能够纠正自己，所以等他来的时候，他们已经应该是进步了。
So let's look at chapter 10.
让我们到第十章。
23-24.It's an interesting statement. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor.
无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
So he's after the kind of core and root of human nature. If it's submitted to Christ, we will love our neighbor and treat him respectfully. If we do not, things begin to happen.
所以说，如果我们爱我们的邻舍的话，我们就为了他们的益处来做事情。如果我们不是这样的话，事情就会不一样。
And this in particular is in, he uses the example of food.
这里呢，他是讲食物的事情。
So one person believes really strongly, you must eat these things, therefore you'll be really healthy.
有些人认为你应该吃这些食物，吃了这些食物对你有好处。
Another person says, if you eat these things, you'll be really healthy. And by the way, if it's sacrificed to idols, don't touch it, never go with it.
啊，还有一些人认为说你要吃另外一些东西，然后就会你会比较健康，而且呢是祭过偶像的，千万别碰它。
And these two groups of people begin to gather groups of people around them.
啊，然后这两个有这两种想法的人就周围就围了一堆的人。
And before you know it, you have a split amongst those believers.
啊，过不多久就有了两群不同想法的人。
And then it gets arrogant. So one says, "We have a more holy way," and this group says, "We have a more holy way."
然后呢，慢慢自高自大就出来了。每一群人都认为我们比对方更加圣洁。
And Paul is very straightforward. He says, "Neither of you have a holy way. Submit yourselves to Christ and one to one another."
他说你们保罗说你们两个都不比对方强，你们应该是顺服于基督，然后能够合一。
And be very careful with your neighbor. So if he's offended by something you eat, don't eat that in front of him.
你要小心的是，你要要顾念你的邻舍。如果他们觉得你吃的东西不好的话，你就不要当着他们的面吃这些东西。
I'll give you a practical example.
我给你一个比较实际的一个例子。
I have a young brother that was an alcoholic.
我有一个年轻的弟弟，他是一个酗酒的人。
As far as I know, he hasn't drunk for 20 years, but I dare not drink any wine before him.
我的弟兄已经20年没有再酗酒了，但是在他面前我从来不喝酒。
Because I don't want to offend him or tempt him.
我不想冒犯他或者是诱惑他。
So Paul says, everything's lawful for me, but for my neighbor's sake, I will not do anything that sets an obstacle in his way.
保罗说，虽然我是自由的，但是在我的弟兄面前，我如果知道有些事情能够阻挡他的，我就不做这样的事情。
And you see, that's what the love of Christ does when it has a real walk.
当耶稣的基督耶稣的爱在你心里的时候，你就能够行出这样的事情来。
It makes us careful with one another.
让我们对彼此相处的就非常的谨慎，非常的小心。
It causes husbands to pursue their wives.
就让先生会照顾他的太太。
Not something else.
而不是别的事情。
It causes single people to be single and be content with that until God brings them a husband or wife.
这也让单身的人能够单身而快乐着，一直等到神能够给他带来他的伴侣为止。
Isn't that interesting? Paul gets very practical.
所以保罗这里写的东西非常的实际。
He gets even more practical. Almost every month, you celebrate Holy Communion.
他甚至写到每个月的时候，你们要庆祝这个。圣餐。
So the next chapter, chapter 11, gets into that very subject.
所以十一章的时候讲到圣餐的礼仪。
Down in verse 33. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another.
所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
Because they were coming to celebrate the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
因为他们当年在一起庆祝圣餐的时候。
And some were full and they ate, and then some people didn't have any food at all, and they weren't sensitive to each other in the celebration of the body of Christ.
在他们一起庆祝圣餐的，有人已经吃饱了，有人还饿着肚子，他们从来都没有考虑到对方的感受。
So often when we have a communion service, most churches will read this.But the context of it is very practical. It's that we care for one another in that celebration.
很多时候我们在圣餐的时候会读这些经文，但是这个时候我们要真正体会到这个经文的意思，就是我们要彼此相顾。
Now it is true that in those days it was a full meal. It wasn't just celebrating a wafer and a little tiny bit of juice. It was a full meal. So they were expected. Paul says, "Wait for one another."
在当年圣餐的时候，并不是吃一个小小的饼、一小杯葡萄汁，而是一个完整的一个宴席。所以在这个时候，他们要彼此相顾，彼此等待。
Think of that in terms of husband and wife.
然后再想想丈夫和太太。
How many times, if you're a husband, have you stepped ahead of your wife and gone ahead to do something when you probably should have waited for her?
对丈夫们来说，有多少时候你做事情的时候自己就自顾自的就做了，而没有等待你的太太。
Some wives get really busy with children and all sorts of things, and how many times has something come up when you probably should have greeted your husband, but you're off doing other things?
有很多太太们，你明明很多时候家务啊、小孩啊很忙，你其实应该是听你先生的时候，你完完全全就没有听他的，因为你太忙了。
See, even in a husband-wife relationship,We're supposed to wait for one another, respect one another, Gird up one another.
所以在夫妻之间的时候，我们也要真的是彼此相顾，彼此鼓励，彼此等待。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's the same attitude. And chapter 11 applies to anyone who knows Jesus Christ is born again.
所以这样的一个态度，在这里面讲到的彼此相顾、彼此等待的态度，在很多事情都是适用的。
And that's just in the first 11 chapters.
这只是前面十一章讲到的。
So think of yourself as part of the Corinthian church, and you receive this letter. By the time you get to this point, that's a lot to think about.
所以想一想，假设一下，想一想，我们是哥林多教会，收到这份信的时候，有多少事情我们要考虑的
？Now this church wasn't all bad. It had a lot of good activity.
这个教会其实也不是那么糟，他们做了很多很好的事工。
People were very actively involved in service to Jesus Christ. It wasn't like it was a despicable church. It was a good church, but it had issues that it must deal with.
这里大家要注意，这并不是一个糟透了的教会，他们做很多的事工，他们只是有一些事情要能够调整过来，解决这些问题。
And this one may be a little foreign to you. Chapter 12, 13, and 14.
所以在12、13和14三章里面。
All three chapters deal with how we are to move by the Holy Spirit if the gifts of the Holy Spirit are to be manifest among us.
就是讲到如果我们如何把属灵的恩赐能够把它活出来在我们中间。
And so he starts in chapter 12 in verse 1. I don't want you to be uninformed.
说弟兄姐妹们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿你们不明白。
And he goes on in verse 4, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Varieties of the service, but the same Lord.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位。
Varieties of activities, but the same God who empowers them for everyone.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面行一切的事。
To each, the manifestation of the Spirit is for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
And then he begins to name the gifts.
然后他就开始讲各种各样的属灵的恩赐。
Now you may be unfamiliar with some of these, but I am familiar.
他说你也许不熟悉，但是我是蛮熟悉的。
In a very lively church that's obedient to the Holy Spirit, you will find, and you will find among yourselves, that the Spirit of God wants to move through you for the benefit of others.
所以呢，在一个属灵的教会里面呢，圣灵会在教会里面运行。让大家都能够得到益处。
So you can read the gifts by yourself. It's very plain. It's not a mystery.
所以这些恩赐其实是很简单的，并不是很神秘的事情。
So then he gets into a treatise, what I call a treatise. It's a series of fundamentals.
然后下面有很多很基本的一些点。
And that begins in verse 14. So it's a metaphor.
从十四节开始，这是一个比喻。
I know that my wife is gifted in hospitality.
他说我的太太，她很好客。
It's not just because she's a wife; she's gifted in it.
并不是仅仅她因为她是太太，而是因为她有这样的恩赐。
She also has a word of faith.
而且她有很有信心。
So when the Lord brings it alive.She's able to minister to somebody in a different way than if it was just her mind.
她能够把神的道理能够讲给别人，能够听得懂，不仅是脑子里面的想法。
I am not gifted in hospitality. I learned it from my late wife and then from Faylene.
她说我自己本来不是很会招待客人的，但是我从我去世的太太和现在的太太身上学到了很多这样的功课。
And so we have different aspects of Jesus Christ working in us, and it requires both of us to make a full, functioning home.
所以呢，我们各自有不同的地方。我们在一起的时候，就成为一个完整的一个家庭。
When I'm with my Filipinos, especially young Filipinos,
当我跟菲律宾的小朋友们在一起的时候
，they come in the door often, like 3, 4, 5 times a day.
他们呢，每天呢都经常过来。有的时候三次、四次，有的甚至五次，跑到我的房间里面来。
Some can be 10 years old, some come that are 50.
有十岁的小朋友，也有五十岁的大朋友。
I'm 75, so 74, so that 50 is still really young to me.
我是74岁的，50岁的也是小朋友。
And usually they come in because we've asked them to come because we are impressed by the Holy Spirit concerning them.
我叫他们来坐坐，就是圣灵让我知道他们应该有些事情要跟我们谈谈。
Now think about this. We don't know anything about their personal lives.
大家仔细想一想，其实我对他们个人是没有什么认识的。
How they conduct themselves in relationships with other people, we don't know that.
他们在关系里面如何来跟别人相处，我们本来是不知道的。
So a lot of times they come in already weeping, knowing that something's going on.
他们有的时候进门的时候就开始哭，我就知道有些事情恐怕不太好。
And they think we know what it is.
他们就认为我们已经知道他们的事情了。
And we don't.
其实我们不知道。
We ask them to sit down. We say, "What's the problem?"
我叫他们坐下，就问他们怎么了。
Usually the person is hurting. We don't know what it is.
很多时候他们心里是非常的痛，虽然我们不知道是为什么。
And then the Lord gives us guidance. Sometimes a word of knowledge. Sometimes a word of wisdom. And the person begins to break down.
然后神就会引领我们，有的时候给我们一些经解，有的时候给我们一些智慧，然后那些人就会放下他们的就开始。
And often what Faylene says to the person might be a little different than what I say, but it takes both things to minister to that one who is hurting.
有的时候Faylene会说一些事情，有的时候我会说另外一些事情，虽然说的不一样，但是我们一起就能够帮助那个人。
And when that happens, we're seated kind of in front of them, and she will take her time, pray for them and speak to them. I wait for her. And then I speak, she waits for me, and we try to listen to what the Lord wants to say, because that's most important.
很多时候是斐琳先跟他讲讲，为他祷告，我在边上听着，然后我再跟他谈谈，为他祷告，斐琳在边上听着。但是我们最关心的是圣灵，神要对他们讲的话。
Now expand that to the Corinthian church. Now we have 300, 400, 500 members meeting at once.
现在扩大一点看的话，哥林多教书里面300、400、500人的时候一起聚会。
I'll paint you two pictures. One picture is this one stands up and says, "This is what I believe that God's saying." Another one stands up. Then two stand up at once. Then three stand up at once, and it's pandemonium.
他说有的时候你看这么多人，一个人站起来说我是这么想的，另外人站起来说我是那么想的，然后到又两个的站起来，这有多么的乱呢？
So what in the middle of the gifts, chapter 12, 13, 14, all of chapter 13 is about the thing that makes things that we do work.
所以呢，有这么多的恩赐的时候，怎么能行呢？原来都是靠13章写的，靠着爱，我们才能够把大家放在一起。
When those kids come into our room in the Philippines,
当那些小孩进入我们房间的时候
，above all things, we love them.
不管别的什么事情，我们是爱他们的。
Paul says, "Do things decently and in order."
做事情要有体面，然后有次序。
With the spirit of what's said in chapter 13, which every married couple knows because it's read at almost every wedding.
我们都知道爱的篇章，因为在很多13章里面，因为很多的婚礼都读这段经文。
Remember, if I have everything and don't have love, I have nothing.
那大家记不记得，如果我们可以做任何所有的事情，但是没有爱的话，就一点意义都没有。
And so then, when he begins to talk about chapter 14 on the gifts again, you know that that foundation is the love between brethren is what motivates us.To do things for one another.
当十四章又回到讲恩赐的时候，我们要记得十三章已经为我们立下了根基，就是爱。
So I'm blessed when I go to my friend's house, he ministers to me.
我很开心到我的那个朋友家里的时候，他能够跟我一起工作。
He not only provides me a bed, we have good fellowship, we spend time with each other.And our wives with us spend time with each other. It's fellowship.
就是当我们在一起的时候，我们一起讨论，一起谈论，然后太太们也一起讲讲话。其实这就是我们一个相交的一个时间。
Now, I don't mind small talk.
我不介意就是说闲聊。
But if I spend a weekend with somebody and all they talk about is athletics, fishing, vacations, or something like that, then what good is it?
他说虽然闲聊不错，但是如果我们整个一个周末谈的都是钓鱼、体育、 或者是度假的话，这有什么意义呢？
When I'm with my brother, he and his wife, we have fellowship in Christ.
当我们在一起的时候，我们是在基督里面相交。
Now remember, even though I'm in my 70s,
大家要知道，我现在已经是74岁的人了。
My wife and I grew up in the 1970s and 80s, which were crazy.
我们长大的时候是70年代、80年代的时候，那时候很乱的。
It was a combination of the post-Vietnam War,
那是越战之后的问题。
And a level of lawlessness at home,
还有家里面也是乱七八糟。
It was the days of the hippies,
那时候是嬉皮文化的时候。
The introduction of hallucinogenic drugs,
那时候大家开始服吸毒啊，弄用药啊之类的。
We've been there, we've done those things, we understand.
我们已经经过过那个时候了，我们也理解这些事情。
But the word of God is clear.
但是神的话语是清晰的。
If Christ is first,
如果基督是第一的，
we love him,
我们爱基督，
and we love each other properly.
我们彼此相爱，我们就能够彼此正确的相爱。
If you are single, be single.
如果你是单身的，单身。
If you're a wife or a husband, love your spouse.
如果你已经结婚了，爱你的配偶。
If you have disagreements between you that are harsh or hard, try to work them out.
如果你们有比较强烈的不同意的话，你们要把这些事情解决了。
If you draw to Christ, you will automatically draw to each other. It's true in a marriage, it's true in a church.
他说，如果你们是靠近基督的话，你们就能够在一起，不管是婚姻来说还是教会来说，都是这样的。
And the power of Jesus Christ is quite astounding because even Paul mentions a split marriage. One knows Jesus, one does not.
说他说这个基督的爱是非常有力量的。保罗甚至提到了在婚姻里面一个人信主，另一个人不信主该怎么办。
And Paul addresses that possibility because it was happening in the Corinthian church. One receives Christ, one does not.
因为这个是现实的一个问题，在哥林多教会里有这样的事情。
You see, our faith in Jesus Christ is meant to walk out and affect and permeate that spirit in our relationships.
他说，基督的爱是应该是浸透在我们的生命当中，一直可以渗透到我们周围的人的身上。
When that happens,
当这些事情发生的时候，
we truly love our neighbor.
我们真的是爱我们的邻舍。
If our neighbor has difficulty, we might be there to pray for him.
如果我们邻舍有问题的时候，有困难的时候，我们要为他们祷告。
He gets down into chapter 15,
然后到第十五章。
And he begins to talk about the resurrected Christ, the resurrection, the importance of the resurrection.
讲到基督的复活，而且讲基督的复活有多么的重要。
Why would the resurrection be so important?
为什么基督的复活这么重要呢？
Do you see, it's one thing and an important thing for Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
所以一方面，耶稣基督为我们的罪而死是非常重要的。
But the power of the resurrection is meant to become increasingly part of the power for us to live correctly.
但是这个复活的大能是我们能够活出基督生命的一个重要的基础。
You cannot just come to Jesus Christ and with your head obey a bunch of rules. It won't work.
就是说你要是以为你信了耶稣基督，头脑里有点想法，有一些条条框框就能够信主的话，那是不可能的。
Just like we receive Jesus Christ, we're meant to walk in him, which means it doesn't come from our strength, it comes from him.
也就是说我们信主之后，我们就在主里面行，力量不在于我们，而在于主耶稣基督。
And it comes from him because of the power of the resurrection.
从他而来的力量是从他复活的大能而来的。
And the power of the resurrection is evident by our receiving all that he has for us by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他那个复活的大能的话是从圣灵给我们的这些恩赐里面能够显示出来的。
The Holy Spirit is not just words on a page. It can be.
圣灵不仅仅是字面上写的这几个字。
But it's more.
但是远比那要多得多。
It's God.
是神。
You can read that in Malachi when he begins to give advice concerning marriage.
在马拉基书里面他也讲到婚姻的事情。
You can check it for yourself. It's the last book in the Old Testament.
这是旧约里面的最后一本书。
And a serious charge is put against men at that point.
啊，所以那里面有很多对男人的很多指控。
Men who are faithless.
没有信心。
Do not regard the union as something that God put His Spirit into for them to be fruitful.
啊，不把那个男女的联合看作是神的一个命定。
So it's no surprise in Corinthians that also Paul deals with marriage, how to conduct yourself, and then how to conduct ourselves with our neighbor.
所以呢，在这里面，在这个哥林多前书里面，保罗也当然也就讲到了。我们如何在婚姻当中行，如何和邻居们相处。
The objective of God is that He in reality is meant to help us, give us direction. How does He do that?
神的目标就是要给我们的生命定下方向，他怎么做这样的事情呢？
Acts is there for you to examine.
所以呢，这些就是我们要检查的事情。
I was talking to my friend the other night about this. Consider when, after the day of Pentecost, Paul and John are going to the temple every day.
啊，所以有一天晚上，我跟我的朋友谈起这件事。
Not Paul, sorry. John and Peter.
彼得跟约翰。
Paul's not born again yet.
那个时候保罗还没有受洗。他说是彼得跟约翰每天都到殿里面去跟大家讲神的真理。
You can read it.
你可以看。
There's a children's song. Silver and gold have I none, such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So they enter the temple that they do every day, passing the same person who is lame.
是说他们每天都在圣殿里面经过一个人。他的腿是瘸的。
But that day, it's different.
就那天，那不一样。
They just look at him.
他们就看着他。
And you know that the Holy Spirit already spoke to them because the power does not reside in them to heal anybody.
就是说，圣灵又充满了他们，要医治这个人。
They get a word of knowledge. The man is lame. You can heal him.
他们就知道这个事情他们可以把它治好。
They obey the leading of the Spirit.
他们就
They grab him by the arm and he's healed instantaneously.
他们就顺从了圣灵。彼得就说金银我都没有，只有只把我所有的都给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走，拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮。
Now where in the Old Testament did they find a scripture that said to do that?
在旧约里面有没有这样的经节呢？
You can't find it.
你们能找不到的。
Paul begins to go, he wants to go to Asia. The Holy Spirit forbids him, says, you cannot go there.
然后说保罗在他的那个传道过程中，他想去亚洲，第二次的时候。
Where in the Old Testament did he find that scripture?
在旧约里面你们能不能看到圣灵的引领呢？
You can't find it.
你也找不到。
The Holy Spirit can speak through the word,But more than likely, in your daily walk, he's the one, the helper. If you don't believe that, read John 13, 14, 15, 16. He is the one that helps us, guides us.
所以圣灵能帮助我们，指引我们，在约翰福音十三、十四、十五、十六里面可以看到。
And if Christ is most important,
基督是最重要的。
Not our divisions, like what was happening in the Corinthian church.
我们的分党是不重要的。
Then we draw close to him by the Holy Spirit.And love one another.
圣灵把我们引到基督那里面，让我们在那里合一，然后我们就可以彼此相爱。
Careful to obey anything we believe that He wants us to do.
我们要顺服神叫我们做的事，圣灵叫我们做的事情。
How does that work?
这是怎么回事情呢？
There is no formula.
没有一个简单的方程式。没有一个简单的方程式。
You have to learn to obey Him.
我们要认识基督，我们要学会顺服基督。
Faylene was speaking to the women yesterday and said, talking about the attributes of a shepherdess.
啊，昨天菲琳在在姐妹会的时候讲到了，就是说牧羊的事情。
The whole idea of Jesus Christ is that he is the shepherd.
说耶稣基督是牧羊人。
The whole idea for us as believers is that the Holy Spirit is our helper. He is God's hand to assist us in what we cannot do in our flesh.
所以圣灵可以教导我们做出我们肉体做不出来的事情。
And so no surprise, at the end of Corinthians, we read it.
所以在哥林多前书里面我们看到。
It's in 16:13.
在十六章的十三节
Be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men, be strong. Let all you do be done in love.
你们务要警醒，在正道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
Now, because it's to believers,
因为这是写给信徒的。
It's not a principle of operation.It's a person.
这不是一个原则，而是一个人的事情。
Be watchful for the way in which the Holy Spirit directs your steps.
所以你们要警醒，要遵守圣灵的引领。
Be firm in the faith. The faith of the gospel is what saved you from our sins and keeps you on the right path if you will let Him be Lord.
我们要在真理上、真道上站立得稳，因为这是拯救我们的福音，也是引领我们向前走的道路、真理。
When it says act like men and be strong, it means act like men and be strong in the faith that God has placed within you, because your flesh isn't going to work.
这里说的做要做大丈夫要刚强，不是叫我们做一个墙头倔脑的人，而是要在圣灵里面能够在真道上能够站立得稳。
And he finalizes by saying, "Let all that you do be done in love."
然后又说，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
What does 1 John say? Love is of God.
约翰一书讲到，爱是从神来的。
The quality of the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, if the Holy Spirit is alive within us, means there's a deposit that we walk with Him.
就是说当神的爱在我们里面，我们就走在神的真理当中。
That's what enables us to solve the problems like what's in the Corinthian church, which are common.
所以当我们与基督同行的时候，我们就能够解决我们中间的分道。
Then you're not trusting in your head, you're trusting in your faith in him.
你就可以停止信任你自己的脑袋，而是相信在你心里面的主耶稣基督。
So then when the Corinthians get together, I'm imagining, after Paul's exhortation, they're careful to wait on one another.
所以我想象在哥林多教会的人们读完这份书信之后，下次他们在一起的时候，他们就会彼此等待。
They're more careful to be careful in how they love their neighbor because of 1 Corinthians 13.
他们就会更小心地来爱他们的邻舍。
Do you see?
你看到吗？
It's a walking faith meant to be walking with him.
这是一个行走的信仰，而是走在基督
当中。The word is an anointed guide.
所以呢，这个神的话语是高抹过的指引。
But Jesus was very specific. Wait in Jerusalem until you're empowered.By the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣基督跟门徒们说，在升天之前说，你们要等，在耶路撒冷等，直等到圣灵降在你们身上。
And that empowering is necessary until He comes again.
因为你要在圣灵的那个充满之下，有这样的能力，一直等到耶稣基督再来。
And it's the solution to our unity, our relationships, like the problems that were in the Corinthian church.
这些是我们之间纷争解决的重要的唯一的方法。
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 谢谢大家。